The Read and Write Technique, an analysis of Bob's Part 2 Preparation Strategy. Let's take a look at our second IELTS candidate, Bob. Bob receives the same cue card as Mary. Let's take a look at his cue card. The cue card reads, Describe a useful website. You should say what it is, how often you visit it, what kind of information it offers, and explain why you think it is useful. Bob uses a different technique than Mary. Instead of reading all the information on the cue card like Mary did, Bob uses the read and write technique to save time on reading during his 1 minute of preparation time. The read and write technique will help Bob save time. Bob reads the first line, Describe a useful website. This line is introducing Bob to the topic. Under You Should Say, Bob will read each subtopic one time and then write his response. On the first line, under You Should Say, it says what it is. After reading this line one time, Bob writes his one-sentence answer. Bob writes, The website I would like to describe to you is Amazon.ca, a website that sells books, clothes, electronics, and other items. Once Bob has written his answer, he moves on to read the next line. The next line says, How often you visit it. After reading the next line one time, Bob writes his one-sentence answer. Bob writes, I visit this website approximately twice a week when I have spare time after work, although during the winter and summer holidays, I visit this website about 3 to 5 times per week because I have more free time. Once Bob has written his answer, he moves on to read the next line. Bob has already provided answers to half of the information the cue card is asking for. He is making good use of dividing his time between reading and writing in the limited time he has. The third line says, What kind of information it offers? Bob writes, Amazon.ca offers information about the manufacturer of each product, as well as a detailed description for each product and information about pricing. The last line says, and explain why you think it is useful. Bob writes, I think this website is useful because I can find information about the manufacturer of each product and access a detailed description of each product and pricing information, in addition to customer comments featuring star ratings, which really give me an overall impression of user satisfaction. When Bob presents his Part 2 presentation, he does not have to invent answers on the spot, sorting out the grammar needed in the moment to create his sentences. Instead, he can read his sentences from his paper. He had more time to write, so he can cover more time of his 2-minute presentation time reading sentences from his paper. Bob has a much easier presentation experience than Mary because Bob has more sentences to share from his paper. Bob also gains confidence from having more pre-planned sentences to share on his topic. When Bob has to share new sentences, which are not on his paper, during his 2-minute presentation, he shares his sentences with more comfort because the theme of his presentation on his description of a useful website, Amazon.ca, is much more established. Additionally, spending more time on writing has allowed him to spend more time customizing his responses for the cue card topic. The presentation has become more specific since more time was spent on writing. Since writing is a production skill and reading is a passive skill, spending more time on producing your own content through writing during your part two prep time will give you more to share during the 2-minute presentation. The read and write technique can help you to truly channel the flow of the presentation process during your 1 minute of preparation time to make your part two presentation truly your own. Thank you for joining me for another episode of IELTS Success. I look forward to our upcoming episodes.